Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
It's season 5, episode 5. It's Total Divas. It's going to be a good show. Tune in.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Great song, guys. Hey.
Thank you everybody for tuning in on this episode of Total Divas. As you know, we have a special guest today. But before I introduce you to, my name is Anissa Barr. I am the social media correspondent for X-Pac12360. And TK, tell everybody where they can find you.
Hey, what's up? My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad, and you can see me on a lot of things. That's it.
Hey everybody, I'm Monique Loveless, and yes, that is my real last name, as we already know, and you can find me on all platforms at Upfront with Mo.
And my name is Roger, and you can find me on Twitter under Roger_Corral, and if you find me on Instagram, Beef Supreme it is.
Is there something that we need to know, Beef Supreme?
There is something to just that.
Oh my goodness. Should I look now? Beef Supreme.
I mean, he was deep about
it's
it.
There. It's there.
Oh. It's going to be a wild episode today, as we know. Love the panel. But today, I want to introduce you somebody that is amazing in the ring. She grew from being an NXT rookie all the way as becoming a champion. When she won the champion, I cried. And if you don't believe me, check the Elimination Chamber after show. Pretty much, before we get into it, I just want to introduce you. She's a former SmackDown Women's Champion. And, of course, the star of Total Divas. She's amazing and she's beautiful. And if you're not feeling the glow, she's gonna snatch your wee bald. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Trinity Lane.
Hell of an intro, girl. Hell of an intro.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been working on that for a week.
You nailed it. You got it down. You didn't miss a beat.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here. It's an honor for you to be here. We are such fans of the show as well as you. And we appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate all the support.
Yes. And if you guys, last week was your birthday. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you had a good birthday. How was it?
I had a relaxing birthday. Okay. My husband was on tour, on a SmackDown tour in Peru and Mexico. Ooh. So this was the first birthday since we've been together that he hasn't done anything for me because he was busy and working. So yeah. I just stayed home and got caught up on sleep and relaxed, and I was totally okay with that because we're always on the go and moving so fast, and I really don't do anything for my birthday anyway. I go all out for everyone else, but for me, I'm just kind of like, oh, okay,
yeah,
that's another day. But it wasn't bad,
and it was her dirty 30, guys.
It was. Brought in my 30s in bed watching Stranger Things.
That is
nice.
Oh,
nice.
By yourself?
By myself. Oh, Lord. Popcorn with the lights out. Living my best life.
Did you finish all of it?
I'm on episode 5 of season 2.
That's deep.
I got to the middle. I got to like the first 2 episodes of season 1. I was like, oh no, we're watching this in the day. I'm not watching this at night. I'm good.
You know what? It's not scary, but the music,
it's tense.
Gets me. Like, scares me.
Yeah. Well, everyone in the chat is calling you queen because you are the queen of
the glow. Glow queen.
Yes. The glow queen.
But this episode, we were able to see you and John go to the arcade, and he surprised you. And you thought it was going to be a romantic dinner, but last time he said it was a romantic dinner at a spaghetti place.
Again. That man is full of surprises. Horrible surprises.
How did it feel when you went in and you're just like, oh, we're going to an arcade game, and you said you wanted to bring the kids first, but he was a kid himself.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know what? That's the beautiful thing about John, is that even though it always goes bad, he always tries, and that I can't get mad about. And that's what I love about him. He'll do anything to make me smile, make me laugh. And that's really why I fell so in love with him, because he always made me smile. He always made me laugh. I tell him all the time, the day you stop making me laugh, boy, we got problems.
Well, speaking of him making you laugh, what was that initial that attracted you to him? Like, how did you guys, I know you guys met through WWE, but how did it officially became?
We both started our
You heard that story.
We both kind of came in the business at the same time. Well, he had been wrestling in the indies way before, but we kind of got to the developmental FCW at the time,
right,
around the same time. And we just started conversating, being, we instantly were attracted to each other, but to get me, it takes way more than that. You have to have a great personality. You have to be a good human being. And those are just characteristics that John had that stood out to me from the beginning. He was always the class clown, the life of the party, and I was just so attracted to his personality.
So you're playing hard to get.
Something like that.
The first line.
The first introduction was horrible. He tried to pick me up, or not try to pick me up, but he tried to start conversation, but he was nervous and it was awkward. And I didn't know much about wrestling, but I did at the time knew about his dad, but I didn't know that his dad was Rikishi. So his friend had a conversation with his friend earlier, but like, about wrestling and, you know, who did you like growing up, or who were some people you knew of? And I mentioned Rikishi, not knowing that his son is like right here. Uh-huh. And his friend goes back and tell John. So John tried to come and start a conversation with me. And he comes up to me and he's like, yeah, so I heard you like Rikishi. And I was like, uh-huh. And he was like, yeah, that guy sucks. And I was like, Jesus, okay. And then it was awkward silence. And then I was just like, and I just walked off. I was like, this guy is so weird and rude. Like, how dare you? You don't even... Like, how about hi? What's your name?
Right.
So then later, he came and, like, told me what was going on and kind of fixed it in the parking lot after practice, and we're taking down the ring. He was like, hey, you know, I wasn't trying to, like, be rude or be mean to you. I was just trying to start a conversation. Yeah, Rikishi's my dad. I'm like, why didn't you just say that from the beginning? What's with the awkwardness? And then ever since then, we were cool.
That's a risky move. What if you never saw him again?
Right.
But just being a new environment and not knowing anybody, I'm already, like, on edge. I'm already on ice. I'm around all these men. It was only like three girls there at the time, and then this one guy I don't even know just comes up to me and says something like so random and weird. I'm like, wait, what is going on?
Speaking of what's going on, somebody in the live chat said, why is he always trying to get some in random places?
That was your next question.
Because I got the sauce, girl.
Oh! Okay, now.
Yes.
Something.
I mean, I don't think he would do it in the camera if it hasn't happened prior to that. Like, that's not like...
No, that's legit. That's real. That's not a game. He's like that all the time. I was like, brother, like, when we're 60, 70, like, are you still... What's gonna... He was like, oh, I'm gonna always be like this. I'm like, no, you're not.
And you're still always gonna have the sauce, so... 60, 70.
60, 70, fine.
I hope.
So in one of the, the second episode of Total Divas, all the women were on doing the Money in the Bank, and you weren't a part of that. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get the chance to see your thoughts on your opinion with the Money in the Bank. Can you tell us what were your thoughts going to mind? Did you feel like you missed out on a good opportunity?
I didn't. It was cool because even though I didn't get to compete, I was still a part of the storyline because they were all competing to face me. Mm-hmm. So it was bittersweet because this is a match, you know, the first ladder match. And this is something all of us have been waiting for, and definitely one of the matches I've in my career have wished for and wanted to be a part of. So when it happened, I wasn't in it, but I was still a part of it. And it was cool to be the champion and have everyone, you know, battling it out to compete against me being the champion. So it sucked not being in the match, but I honestly, I feel like there will be more opportunities. Mm-hmm. There's still so many other barriers and things that I know are going to happen. We haven't had a tag team division yet, right. So I'm hoping that I'm still around to see that.
I hope so too.
Come to life, and also a battle royal.
Maybe a Royal Rumble.
A Royal Rumble. All women Royal Rumble.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's cool. And I think there will be other ladder matches.
And there will be more opportunities for you. That's great. Also, in one of the episodes, we were able to see the Barbie collection. And next year, yours will be coming out. How do you feel knowing that you are now a fashion doll?
That is crazy.
And you are your stepmother, too. So being able to give this toy to your stepdaughter, how does that feel?
It's very rewarding. Like, when I came into this career and this job and this world, I had no idea. I had no expectations. I just knew I wanted to get out of my hometown and I want to continue to grow. And I just wanted to try something new. And coming into wrestling, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to get on TV. I'm going to get a doll. I'm going to be on a reality show. I had no idea any of this was going to happen in my life. I had no idea I was going to meet my husband. I just kind of saw it as an opportunity to do something that looked fun and interesting. And I was just like, I'm going to just let this take this wherever it takes me. Mm-hmm. You know, not thinking it's something that would be long term or that I would even last. Mm-hmm. Even Dusty Rhodes, bless his heart, he's passed away now, but was a great mentor to me and really helped me with my speaking. Mm-hmm. I was a terrible speaker, something I still struggle with now in my career, but I'm a lot better. But even talking to him, he was like, yeah, baby, I didn't think you would last 1 week here, baby.
you
surprised me. You changed. And that's something that's always just stuck with me and really made me feel good. I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah, you got to give credit to Dusty Rhodes because without him, we wouldn't be able to see good characters in the ring.
100%.
It's beyond amazing what he was able to do for you. So I want to talk about, we had the Mae Young Classic. We had a lot of stuff going on in the women's division. And you faced a lot of women on SmackDown and on Raw. Some maybe NXT, as we've seen. Is there somebody outside of WWE you want to be able to face one day that was in the Mae Classic? Or somebody you think you could go one-on-one with?
That are wrestlers or like non-wrestlers? Or like
women's
Ooh,
wrestlers.
I like the non-wrestlers.
I know. Who's asking you want to be?
Right. Exactly. Anybody.
Oh.
Let's get started.
That's a hard one.
The Queen of England.
Okay, I would just have to say Beyonce because she's my idol. I'm obsessed with her.
Wait, you
and she's great.
That's at Beyonce?
Yes, because here's the thing. Beyonce is great at
everything. She does. Thank you.
You can't be great at wrestling, too.
Like, that would be a great entrance, too.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be good.
That I feel like that'd be the one thing she's not good at, and I would be better than her at.
No, so body slamming Beyonce.
Could you imagine?
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
As far as other wrestlers, there's a lot of great female wrestlers out there. I'd probably bring back some of the women from the Attitude Era.
And that will be?
Lita, I think she's freaking amazing. Melina.
Yes.
She's definitely someone who influenced me. Trish, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought those women were killing it back then, and I feel like because of the time period, a lot of them didn't get the credit they deserve, but they were they were kicking ass way back then and also opened a lot of doors for us, so
yeah,
I would go back to that roster women.
Well,
Molly Holly.
Yes, Molly Holly.
Savage. Yeah. She was doing that crazy athletic stuff way before we even knew about
you versus Jacqueline.
Oh, Jacqueline would destroy me. Jacqueline was a powerhouse. She was a beast.
Yeah.
Jazz, yeah.
I would love to see you go one-on-one with Michelle McCool.
Ooh.
Because you guys are both tall, and I think you guys are...
We worked a tag on NXT Season 3 when I first came up, and she beat the living life out of me.
Oh, no.
And I was so green. I was so new at the time, so that would be fun. But Michelle, she's an amazing wrestler as well.
Yeah.
So, like, some of the superstars are working on stuff outside
of WWE. So you have, you know, the Bellas doing their
Bella
Ricci, yeah, and their wine Barbie collection, all this other stuff. And it seems like you have to have multiple streams of income, you know, for the day that you leave WWE. Is there anything that you're wanting to work on, or that you're kind of working on as far as a different business project?
John and I eventually want to open some business. We've been talking about having our own bar and naming it the Squared Circle, but it'll be like a wrestling vibe thing, but something very relatable to us and for our fans. I would love to have my own hair company, my own hairline.
Yes, girl. You need that now.
Tell me about it. The tips. When I tell you I know everything there is to know about hair, I have experienced every type of hair there is. I have had every hairstylist. I have regrown my hair out so many times. I know the good, the bad. I know so much about that, which is why I know once I get my hands into it, I will be so good with it, because I'm so passionate about hair, especially as a black woman. Just a whole nother.
We need to talk later.
It's a whole nother. Y'all don't know the struggle. It's a struggle. But it's incredible. It's an amazing business. And it's something that I'm very interested in. It's a multi-billion-dollar business.
You need to do
those
extension line, like, now.
Yeah. I know.
On the cutting edge of it, because when you started doing the two-tone, like, the tips and stuff like that, that didn't start selling in the store. Because I remember I saw it. I was like, dang it, I need to, like, that didn't start selling in the stores until a couple months later.
And you know what? They have it now, but they don't have, like, the colors, the colors they have, it's not enough variety of colors.
Yeah, no.
And it's not like good quality.
Or not good colors. Exactly. Or darker skin tone.
Yeah, like, or even like
can
trying
we check that?
To find the blonde girl. We got to talk about hair for this. But trying to find the
hair. I've been on YouTube.
You need to patent the neon.
I dye my hair myself. And just hours I take of bleaching it and getting it light enough in the right color, and I strip it and I damaging it to put the neon colors on it for it to show. It's a full-time job. But I'm like, how convenient. People want these bright colors.
Yes.
People ravers, people parties, dance. Yeah. They want beautiful shades of neon colors, not that stank pack hair that you buy at the store. I'm like, somebody, we need this. Yeah. Like, there's a market for it. So,
oh my gosh,
I just need to get a team together. I need to get it going. I've been talking about it.
Please do.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that is. I love that. Definitely. Yeah. So, one of my questions is, when it was coming down to it, what made you do Total Divas, like a reality show?
We were the WWE. Came to us with the opportunity, and they had a select few girls that they approached with the opportunity, and it's just something that I honestly, in the beginning, I was very scared to do, because I am, at that time, was very private and very shy and very protective of me and John and our personal life. And you know, you hear about the reality curse, and it's like, ooh, what if we get up on this show and then we don't work out? Or what if, you know, we say things, we can't take it back? Because once it's out there, that's it. And then people's opinions. I was very nervous, but we talked it out and we decided, like, it was a good opportunity. It was another way to really connect with our fans and to show them, like, who we really are. I think until Total Divas for a long time, they didn't get to see. They see us as characters. It was like, no, we're real human beings. Like, we're real people. Like, you guys will actually like us even more if you really knew who we were, you know? And so we looked at it from that approach, and we went with it. And I'm just thankful for WWE for giving us the opportunity and the platform to do so. It's opened so many more doors for us. It's brought us to the mainstream.
Yeah.
And that I'm appreciative of. So many different fans. A lot more women, which... super happy about that. And now you have a lot of women watching wrestling
because of it.
So it brings in a whole completely different fan base. So
it did. Speaking of that,
definitely a lot of positive coming from it.
Would you do a reality show with just you and John?
I would. I don't know about that. Because it is a lot. Even doing Total Divas, sometimes it gets very intense. And sometimes, you know, when those fights do happen, or... you know, you coming off the road and you want to unwind, you can't, you know, the camera's on you. There are times where it gets very hard, but that's what we sign up for. And in those moments, you can't shut it off. You can't choose and pick when you want to open up and when you don't. It's either all or nothing. And sometimes that's tough for John. And sometimes he wants to not expose everything, mm-hmm. which we kind of go back and forth about. And then having stepkids, which is why we took them off. They were on with us, but we just thought it was such a distraction. We live in a small town, mm-hmm. and they were starting to get noticed and recognized and stuff at school, and people know, and we were like, oh no, we don't like this.
Yeah.
I guess maybe when they get a little older, but so it's a lot of things that go into consideration. I think if the good outweighs the bad, absolutely. But it also depends on where we are in our life and our career, and if it's worth it.
Yeah, I've mentioned it on the show. I think you guys are the highlight of this show. Like, I really enjoyed it.
We don't see enough
it.
Of you.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we see enough of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think we say that every week.
Yeah,
we say that every week.
I was mad at last week's episode because you guys weren't on it, and I feel like you guys have grown. Just watching you on that show, I think it has allowed you guys to grow your mm-hmm. wrestling
it
characters as well.
So much.
So I enjoy it.
I just think it's just good to see a positive relationship, especially in the community where you see everything else as, like, you know, you see women twerking and doing all this mm-hmm. stuff, and you're seeing yeah. a healthy relationship. He's not doing crazy stuff. Yeah. You guys are together. I mentioned you guys do corny stuff, and I love it. Like, the pictures that you have together, like, you don't yeah. see that. It's nice to see that as an example. So,
yeah,
you know, really,
it is.
Really appreciate
it. Definitely is.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
You are known, you did a heel and a face. Mm-hmm. And now we have majority of the women baby faces. Would you consider becoming a heel again?
Absolutely. I think the career we're in wrestling, it's all about evolving and changing. I think right now I'm in a great position, but I know just like before when I was a heel, it was time for a change, mm-hmm. and it was time for me to evolve, and it was time for me to step up and do something different. And I have been pitching the glow in this idea for like close to 2 years before mm-hmm. I just stayed on him, and I was so consistent because I knew it would work. I believed in it so much. I don't just, it is a gimmick, but it's also, I believe in the glow and positivity and mm-hmm. living a healthy life and keeping positive energy around me. So I stayed on him about that. And finally, after 2 years, I got to do it. However, you know, things get stale and you have to change and stuff happens. So I definitely think at some point in my career before I leave, I would probably end up turning bad again, or possibly teaming up with my husband, or mm-hmm. being in the tag team if we have it, or like yeah. you never know. So, but it's definitely not out of the question. Mm-hmm. I would love to hold the title as a heel because I haven't done it before. Mm-hmm. My two title reigns were as a baby face and with the glow. So just to challenge myself and show growth in levels, I would totally be open to doing that.
Even if you turn heel, you got to keep the lights though. Like, don't take off.
That's my question.
The glow, the glow is.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
That, when you turn glow, you could be like, the glow is over.
The glow. Oh my god. The evil glow.
I don't know. Lights just make people happy. I just don't know if you can really be nasty or mean with the glow.
You could turn them on and then turn them off.
What's that?
Don't say
no.
So for your entrance, is there ever a time, because you know, like when you dance or you do something, you go a little too hard and you're like, oh dang it, like I have to take a moment. Has there ever been a time when you're in the entrance where you're just like, I came out a little too hard?
Girl, yes. Like every week. Especially when I first started, at first I was just doing an entrance, and I was doing promos, or like I haven't had matches because they were just getting the entrance over and getting people comfortable with it. And then one day I came into the entrance and then right into a match. So I went so hard dancing on the entrance and like being excited and hearing the fans. Like sometimes I forget to breathe and I'm blowed up and I'm like running and I'm sliding on my knees and I'm doing all this extra stuff. And then I get in the ring and it didn't go to commercial break. Usually, so a lot of times it'll go to commercial break and I'm like, woo, okay, I got about 3 minutes to recharge and get my breath back. We went straight into the match. It was a 2-segment match and I was like dying. I was like, okay, I can't do that anymore. I gotta figure out where to pace myself, where to dance, when to breathe in this entrance. It's a whole,
yeah, you go,
it's
hard.
A whole strategy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you know, I was telling them the first time, so I was like, I DVR'd that. So how did it feel when you decided to go ahead and do the belt without the approval? Like, what was going... I mean, we saw what was going through John's mind. But what was going through your mind? Like, how was you feeling? What were
I'm
you
thinking?
I'm
not even
going to
lie. I was shook. I was like, okay, I might have did the most this time. Like, this might be it. You know, a little too ambitious, but I'm glad I did it. And I knew WWE. Okay, what happened?
You're gonna get in trouble.
They gave me. I asked about adding the glow to it, and they said yes. But what was happening is, this is a huge production. It's a huge show. So we couldn't get it to work right. We tried paints. We tried like a lot of different things, but it just, for some reason, it wouldn't translate on camera. It wouldn't glow bright enough with the paint. And we tried different coats. We tried a neon belt. Like, we tried all this stuff. And finally, with it, everyone being so busy, it's a huge production. Like, it kind of just got put on the back burner for months. And I'm like, okay, y'all might have forgot, but I didn't forget. I'm going to make this dang on title glow before I lose it, because I'm like, I could drop the title tomorrow. I could lose, and then this, who knows if I ever get it back. I don't know. Like, I have to do this now. So that's when I got sneaky, and I just went and did it.
Yeah.
Knowing that, okay, worst case, if they don't like it, I can get it undone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I tried it out on a live event, not thinking it would blow up on social media the way it did. Before I went to TV and actually showed them, I wanted to see, like, what it would feel like coming out with it, what it would look like under the lights and all this stuff before I actually get into the TV. And I wanted to wear it and feel it and make sure none of the lights or anything electrical went out. I went through all this stuff. You guys have no idea. Finding the people to put the lights on it, making sure I got it back safe, making sure, like, nothing happened to it. Mm-hmm. I was so stressed out. You guys don't understand, but I got there, and finally, you know, I was so ambitious and so focused on getting this done. Like, not one time did it cross my mind, like, hey, you probably shouldn't do this. It never crossed my mind, because I was so focused on getting it to glow. Not thinking, like, girl, you could lose your job. You might get it to glow, but you might not have a job to actually wear it out to.
John did remind you.
He did. And then that's when I went to thinking. I was like, oh, shit.
By that point, it was too late.
Yeah. By that point, like, you were done. I was like, I've been too deep now. Whatever going to happen. I was like, okay. Going to Mark Carano's office. Like, oh, please. It's just...
As we know, you are a risk taker, but what is the best advice somebody has given you within Kelly, who was your rookie, to Dusty Rhodes, to anybody, to Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon?
I've heard that from a lot of the old schoolers, and Norman Smiley was still in NXT training, new talent. He's amazing, my favorite trainer. He always said, and I never understood until I got in a role, he said, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to do this now. I need to get here now. I need to, you know, but now I get it with this company. There's in this career, there's so many ups and downs. You go through injuries, you go through great times in your career, you go through low times, you go through times where you're constantly booking, you go through times where you may be on the bench, or you may be out for a while. And, yeah, I think just thinking of longevity and long term, and really want to stick around, you make better decisions, and you learn not to stress, because you know you look forward to the tomorrow, and you know there's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people didn't think I would be champion, but I just believed that I would, and I kept working hard, and I believe that the cream always rises to the top. And I've seen so many girls since I started. Not be here, or they get let go, or they give up, or they get fired. And I was like, that's what he meant.
Yeah,
that's what he meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you worked so hard, and it all paid off. It really did.
Black girl magic.
last season, you said that you were from Orlando, and you went back to Pulse and did the whole thing. Are you still involved in that in some way, or
I do stay in contact with some of the friends that were actually there that night, and the campaign that I work with there. I do stay in contact with them, but I really haven't been home much since then. But I do plan, when I do go back home, to get in contact and see them. And I know as well that they do plan on continuing the legacy of the club.
Okay.
So that makes me happy.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, that's good to know.
That was Major. That was like unreal.
Yeah.
Like you hear about tragic stuff happening all the time, but for it to happen
in your backyard.
It's like, and then to go home and like to see just the city and the pictures and the plastic. I'm like, I've seen these faces before. Mm-hmm. And I have an uncle that is like my best friend that I'm extremely close with. We used to go there, party, hang out all the time.
He was the one who was in the episode with you.
Yeah, Uncle Buck. So that was, it was just crazy. Like, so we don't, it was sad because it was like, man, that was one of our favorite hangouts. We don't have that to go to anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how was it transitioning from a dancer doing basketball to becoming a wrestler? What is the same aspects into it, and what is the difference?
Because
it's both athletic.
It is, which is why I think I picked up on it as fast as I did, but I also feel like it was also what made it a little hard for me coming in as a dancer, and I was so like soft and elegant, and it was really hard to break that. Like, they're like, this isn't dance, this is wrestling. Like, don't, like, fix your arms. Don't. It was so much the way my body moved and like the stuff I did. It was just, it was too pretty, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it was hard to break that habit, but as far as like, I think having the discipline and the work ethic, learning all that from dance, I just transitioned smoothly from that aspect. It was nothing for me to get up and go to practice all day and stay late for practice and just for 2.5 years just be in that ring and watching film and watching wrestling and studying the craft and learning the history. That is just something that I was already accustomed to with dance, so that part was easy.
Yeah.
I know this is random. I'm taking it back to Orlando. Have you ever been to Disney World? Well, okay. I went to
Disney.
Okay,
sir!
Hold on. I'm about to ask a question. I barely went to Disneyland for the first time in my life, like 2 weeks ago. So I just want to know if Disney World is worth it.
It is.
Yes.
What kind of way matters?
Russian Disneyland.
Are you insane?
You're going to waste your time on that?
Okay, I've never been.
This world is amazing. It's amazing. You have to. You have to go.
Oh my it goodness. Is. It's way better.
Disney, Universal, it need to be on your bucket list.
Mm-hmm. Right. So quick question, couple episodes because we're past the Disney. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's do that. It was a magical time. I'm sorry.
Past that.
So a couple episodes ago, you were babysitting for Brie. You and Natty.
Yes. Oh, Brie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So when are you deciding to have some of your own?
Oh, we're going there.
Thank goodness John isn't here. He's probably jumping on me right now. That's the trick question, because
it's timing.
I started at 21, and I talked to you about this earlier. I was like, well, by the time I'm 30, I'll be retired and having kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want a big family, and I also want to have them young enough to where I can run around and enjoy them and, you know, not be too broke down from
Are
wrestling in my back.
Are you hearing what you're saying?
That's the best time to be a parent. Like, that's what I was
saying.
Yeah,
no.
But she has her career now.
That's why. So when she's done, that's when you hang out with your kids.
Yeah, but then you can't enjoy them.
I don't want to be 50. Running around with no newborn. That ain't for me. I want to be able to like work out with my kids and like.
And he doesn't want one. Like, no, he wants a lot.
So I mean, they gotta be like,
yeah, he don't gotta want be one.
Like, boom. All at once.
All at once.
All at once.
No.
Okay, when you turn like 50 or 60, you're gonna be kind of, you know, chilling at home. You're bored.
Wow.
And you're like, that's a perfect time to have a baby come
that
in.
That is terrible.
That's terrible. First off, you've been dancing for how long? She's been athletic since she's 8.
Yeah.
So that means probably she's gonna be athletic for the rest of her life in some way, shape, or form. So for her to have a kid when she's 60, like what? Why?
Even if it's not 50, like that's not only 10 years, and then I'm gonna be 60 with a 10-year-old.
Well, hold on.
What am I doing with that?
You gotta slow down. You're gonna be
Janet Jackson.
Janet had one kid though.
At 50.
Janet had one kid at 50.
Yeah,
Janet.
Yeah, but Janet.
But she only wants one.
And she's still up there popping and locking.
Janet isn't human.
Yeah.
But you have the sauce.
You have the ability.
I do, but girl, that sauce is going to get old. That sauce expired by then.
Wow. Like, keep that sauce in the refrigerator.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. You can't be serious.
Oh my god.
No, it gotta I wanna be I
So already, before 40? Before 40?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I've always like my life just took a completely different turn. I always thought I would have kids like early in my early 20s. My mom had me at 22 or my brother at 22 and then me 5 years later. But all my family, my cousins, my friends, everyone has kids like now, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
One of my best friends has 6. Me and her the same age. But now she's like done. Her kids like
out of the way.
It's so perfect because she's gonna be still young while her kids are older. She
out
can
of
experience
the
and, yeah, and
she still, can still move.
No,
get out of bed.
I'm trying to take advice from you because I just turned dirty 30 on November the 6th.
Dirty 30.
So I'm taking it from her. But I just got married yet, so
when you guys
I got
turn,
a long way to
wait,
go.
Do you have a boo though?
No.
Girl, oh, give us this tea. No. Live.
Let's start there first.
The tea.
I got some single wrestler friends.
Yes. I'm all down for
let's
that.
Let's all talk about that. Let's
I
all.
Like big men.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We're talking about her.
All big.
I'm gonna hit you in the DM. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for that one.
I got you, sis.
Mm-hmm. All the guys I like are taken. So,
I promise you guys, when you guys turn 50 or 60,
are you still on this?
I know. Look, you're gonna remember. Oh man, that dude was right. Like, I want a baby right now.
I don't know.
I'm gonna be over it by then.
I'm 24 years old and I think this guy's crazy.
Yeah. Exactly.
I ain't thinking about babies. That's just absurd, Roger. What are you thinking?
Here's Roger's problem. I've held it in long enough.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It's about to go down.
Roger's married.
And I am married.
What he's trying to do is he's trying to convince himself by convincing everybody else. Because it sounds like his wife kind of wants kids, but he's trying to hold it off. So is he convinced everybody else around him, then like he's okay with it.
Mm-mm. That's not what's happening.
Yeah,
I promise.
Yeah. No.
You know what it is?
You're very, like, 50. Why?
Ooh.
Why would you want to do that?
In my opinion,
there are people who die at 50.
There are people that die at 10. Like, what?
No.
No.
You know, if you make that argument.
No.
That is not no argument.
That's not a good argument. That's not a solid argument.
That's a very solid argument.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Okay, here's the thing. In my opinion, I feel like, you know, I think people should be very career-driven. They should focus on their career and try to grow as much as possible. I think when you're starting to have kids, it pushes you a bit. Even if it's something that you love, even if it's something that you do, it's still another obstacle now in your life. Okay, it's a different challenge.
She would know, though. She has kids.
No, yeah, it's a different challenge. So I feel like I want to delay that as possible until I feel secure enough to...
Ooh, he said I. Did you hear that? Did you catch that?
I
said
like I. I want to feel secure enough to...
You're scared.
Yeah.
Why are you scared?
Why are you scared? Why are you
scared?
Your fears on her.
No.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next question.
I don't see a family as an obstacle. I see it as probably going to be the biggest and best accomplishment in my life. It's going to make my husband happy. We're going to have beautiful children to raise. We already got 2 stepkids. We're trying to add to the team.
Yeah.
This is the part you're missing. You'll have hella helpers to help you clean up the
exactly.
house.
Exactly. Somebody again, go get a remote. Hey, can you get the remote? See?
You have people to wash your car, do your laundry, do your hair. I'm going to teach all my girls.
Yes.
Right. Shoot. Cook.
Do this.
You have your own personal housekeepers.
But you got to feed them.
Yeah, that's a small. You gotta feed yourself, so just give them half your meal.
You and your wife, so
yeah. But you know what? You know we need to bring your wife in because I'm concerned.
No, I promise. This is a team effort between both of us. It is.
But I feel like you know what? Somebody, one of my girlfriends, told me she was like, "If you wait till you're ready, you're never gonna be ready.
Yep.
You
just gotta do it. It's one of those things you gotta do.
Like I'm scared. You don't think I'm scared? You don't think I'm terrified to have a human being come from my body.
Yes.
Destroy it and tear it apart.
Oh my gosh.
But like, gosh, it's just like the beauty of it is so much better. Like, it's worth all the hell and the stress.
Yeah. And see, at the end of the day, it's not coming out of my body.
So why are you tripping?
So you're right.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, my bad.
You ain't got nothing to worry about.
No, I know. I know.
Wow.
Oh, no.
If it's something that you guys love and enjoy, then by all means.
He's like, but for me and my wife, we're not having a trouble with 50.
My wife is going to set you up. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I took
the pill. Next thing you know. And that's what happened.
Surprise.
Don't get her ideas. This is terrible.
Happy birthday.
You got the okie doke real quick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I give you one at 50.
Hey, but you know what? Not everybody wants kids, so.
Oh, my goodness.
I know I don't want kids. I can't. Well, unfortunately.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I can't for everyone.
Well, I can't have kids because I have a heart condition, right. So. Mm, yeah. But on this question, you've grown so much throughout these years. What legacy do you want to leave in the WWE once you retire?
Yeah, that's a really good question. That I just want people to know that I was unique and not afraid to be different in myself.
Yeah. Mm. That's a good thing to mm-hmm. have.
That's it.
Yeah. Any last questions?
Yeah, those single wrestlers just
oh yes, hey! don't worry
not a question, just to ask. By the way,
no, but honestly, I grew up watching wrestling and I followed your career since you started, and I love you. I think you're amazing. I think you've grown so much, and I actually enjoy watching you every week, and I think you're doing great.
Yeah. Appreciate it. I enjoy watching
Black Girl Magic.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
When you won that belt, though, I was just like, yes.
Do you know how good that feels?
Yes.
Like, for us to be represented in every arena and to be at the top, Beyonce, the top, like, you know, you at the top, like, it's so amazing to see that. It makes you be like, damn, I need to get on my stuff. Yeah.
Well, because that's the great thing about Total Divas. We got to see you grind.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where we see you, like, you know, on SmackDown. It's like, okay, we see one facet, but we see the process of glow. We mm-hmm. see all that. So it's just like, mm-hmm. when you won it, mm-hmm. I don't know if you felt like it's like, we all won it.
We
like,
all won it. Oh, and yes. I felt it that night in the arena that you deserve a chance. And like,
yeah.
You know, you go through so much, and you're like, man, these people aren't getting me. Like, I'm not connecting. And then for all of that to, like, happen that night, I was like, man, I did it. They do get me. They do understand. It was all worth it just for that moment. All the years of hard work was so worth it. And I think anyone who could relate to my story, anyone who's ever struggled or worked hard for anything, I don't care if it's office job, if it's college, if it's you raising your family, like, everyone has been through struggles. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone could identify, knew my struggle and was just happy for me, whether you like me or not.
Yeah.
You couldn't deny that moment. Yeah. And take that from
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
It was just
yeah.
something so special.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, can't get an amen. That was
right.
Good.
Amen.
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 Yes.
I just want to say thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate your time. I also, as behalf of wrestling fans around the world, thank you so much for risking your body.
Girl, do that.
I'm having a quiet moment right now.
Thank you so much for entertaining people, especially people like me who aren't able to become a wrestler. Thank you for everything that you've done in the ring, outside the ring. Thank you for risking your body. And I appreciate you and everybody that's in WWE, because you guys are just not... You guys are real-life superheroes.
Thank you.
When we think of superheroes, we think of Superman, Batman, but... In my opinion, I think of you guys as real-life superheroes.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
We're nothing without you guys. I wouldn't have a career. I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have any of this without people like you. So
thank you.
The feeling is mutual. Thank you. Thank you.
Anthony, bring that Kleenex box
I know.
When we wrap.
Bye.
Sorry, guys. About to hit that ugly cry.
You held it in. Don't worry.
I know. If you said one more sentence, I think we all would have been crying. It's like,
you stopped right on time. You're fine. You're fine.
Kardashian cried.
We're almost out.
Thank you, everybody in the live chat. I'm so glad we have you all here in the live chat. If you want to follow me, you can follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. I am the social media correspondent for X-Pac 12360. If you want to listen to the show, we had Austin Aries as our special guest. Amazing interview. So if you want to do that, check that out. And TK, where can they find you?
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can also see me on TMZ. You can see me on Baller Alert, uprocks.com. And also I'm going to be running the LA Marathon to raise water pumps in Africa. So you can go on my page to donate.
Nice. All that stuff. I don't do all that, but
I'm Money Glover. So you can catch me on at Upfront with Mo. And I'm not going to be single soon.
Oh, preach.
That's it.
And I'm Roger. You can find me on Twitter, Roger_Corral. And on Instagram, Beef Supreme.
And Trinity, where can they find you?
Naomi, WWE on Twitter. Trinity_Fatu on Instagram. Tuesday nights on SmackDown Live on USA. And Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Central. On E, Total Divas.
Yes, and you guys better watch, because if you're not, she's going to snatch her wee bones. Let's go. See you guys next time. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.